The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner professional, joined in the studio today by two of my esteemed colleagues, Doug Neal, certified financial planner professional as well, and Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, all multi-year financial planning pros.
Seen a lot. Have seen, yep. Just like the farmers. We've seen it.
Good years, bad years. Yep. Yeah, the whole thing. So let's kind of focus as we go through this morning on some basics of things. Like I have a little blurb that you probably don't. You're going to be surprised. Let's just put it that way. What you put into Social Security on average versus what you actually get out. Oh.
And what's Congress tinkering with on Social Security right now?
All kinds of stuff here. So we'll kind of update you on that. And also, when should you consolidate your accounts? Now, I know some of you listening have, well, an IRA over here and another IRA over there. And then you've got maybe some other brokerage account over here and something over there. You know, we run into people who have lots of different accounts spaced out all over the place. When does it make sense to try and consolidate things? And how do you even get started on that? Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. I know Jamie and I have got a case we'll talk about that we knew we went in there. And boy, it was a major effort to consolidate their things.
Yeah. So maybe we can save you a couple of steps. And plus, we'll take a look at what's going on today and some surprising info about where we are right now in the markets. All you hear is the bad stuff. So is it really that bad at this point? Taking a little checkup here on where we actually are. Mm-hmm. Might be surprising. So all of that, plus if you got a question right now that we can answer, anything to do with you, your money, maybe something for your elderly parents or for you, or maybe you got younger people or you're a younger person and you're wondering, should I be putting money in my 401k plan right now? Market's going all over the place.
Or should I do an IRA?
Ooh, maybe I should do that instead. Maybe I'm not. What do I do first? Or maybe second or third. So we'll talk about some of these issues with you. If you want to call us right now, here's our number to do that and talk to us one-on-one in private. This is our private line. Call it now, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
If you want the right deal on the right tractor or utility vehicle, check out Mahindra dealer ASCO Equipment right now. With better traction, higher lift capacities, and heavy-duty components, Mahindra tractors deliver superior performance. Hurry in and save at ASCO Equipment, your local Mahindra dealer. Head over to ASCO Equipment on Highway 290 in Brenham today for huge savings on Mahindra tractors and utility vehicles. Learn more at ascoeq.com/Mahindra.
Does your home or building look tired and outdated? Is it in need of repairs too? The professionals at Our Integrity Works are the ones to call for all your home improvements and repairs. Whether it's a remodel, new deck, fence, siding, or windows, or a fresh coat of paint, Our Integrity Works has a qualified team ready to get your job done. Call Our Integrity Works at 979-251-7972 today. That's 979-251-7972. Or visit online at integrityworks.info.
Wish your vehicle would last longer than just the time it takes to pay it off? Preventive maintenance promotes better performance and gas mileage and goes a long way to prolong the life of your vehicle. Head off possible breakdowns that could leave you stranded or parts failures that can cost big money. Call Brenham Tire and Auto at 836-4811 to find out more about preventative maintenance for your vehicle. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Poffel. Join me Monday night at 5:35 for the Brenham Sports Line. An hour of sports talk with a local flair. We'll talk about the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, and all the other area schools, as well as the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, Longhorns, Aggies, whatever you want to talk about with a local emphasis. It's the Brenham Sports Line, Monday night, 5:35, on your voice for local sports, KWHI.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, June 4th, Craig will be speaking to Andrea Higas of the Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Are you in search of a bull to help on the back 40? Or are you looking to clear out some clutter in the garage or attic? Maybe you need some help with the yard work or fixing that gutter. I'm Craig Montana, and I'm here to help. Tune in to the Country Store on KWHI every weekday, Monday through Friday from 8, 10 to 9 a.m. I'll swing open the doors of the Country Store, and you can buy, sell, or trade anything you desire. From used cars and new puppies to burn barrels and portable buildings, even the occasional kitchen sink, plus personal services on Personal Services Wednesday. And if you missed the show, don't worry. You can find a complete list of each day's items on our website, KWHI.com. The Country Store on AM 1280, KWHI, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the mighty Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. Got two offices to serve you. One of them's in Houston, a mile or so from the Galleria area, just far enough to be out of the worst traffic there. And another one for Central Texas in the city of Brenham. We're on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And we can do your free review at either of those places. Yes, we do that. So you want to come in, see if you're on track. What can you do better? What are you paying for that maybe you don't need to be paying for? Old insurance policies, old this, old that. Maybe you don't need something that you're paying for still. Maybe you can use it differently to make a big difference in your life. There are all kinds of things you can do with insurance products, by the way. You probably don't know half of them. So again, free review, super important. Maybe you have a loved one who is facing needing some care. Whether they're younger, I've seen it happen with younger people who've had, illnesses or accidents. We always think of it as being older people in our lives. But mom or dad, that's another biggie, right? You know, if they need to have care, husbands, wives that need to have care, how do you pay for that? How do you maneuver through this? Because it's not an easy thing. Free review, absolutely priceless. Get some answers from people who know what the answers are and what your options are, and that's us. Do the free review. Here's a way to do that. Call us at the office. Set that up. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. You don't have to go it alone. Just come by and we'll shed some light on what's going on.
You know, we don't talk enough about how we can help businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, with some financial help, too. You know, one of the things is we talk about long-term care periodically, and there are ways to use your business to pay for long-term care with even tax-free dollars or to get deductions. So there's a lot of things that we can do to help even the business owners.
Yes. Retirement plans, long-term care, all of those different types of things, they really do impact your business owners, and certainly employees. So again, free review, really awesome business and or personal situations. Please come in, get the right information that can really help you. 979-836-2903. Before we went to the break, we talked a little bit about everybody's talking doom and gloom. Oh, the markets are swinging all over the place. Oh, these tariff situations. We seem to have shrugged off already the president's last foray into tariff tough man stuff with Mexico, right? So the markets are already picking up steam and heading more toward the upside. Somebody asked me, they said, geez, gosh, everything's been horrible this year. No, it hasn't. Yeah. Now, May, yes, we were down the month of May. This is by the numbers, which we like because it's pulled from all kinds of different information sources around the world in all the markets. So for the last 5 months, we've been positive in the S&P 500. Yes, in May, the S&P 500 was down 6.4% in terms of total return. And what, again, Doug, is total return?
That's the dividends and earnings and growth.
And not just the stock prices.
Correct.
Right? Okay. So down 6.4% in May. It's the first down month we've had in 2019. And guess what? The S&P 500 index is still up 10.7% year-to-date as of the close of business on Friday.
Now, footnote to that is, your account may not be up 10.4%.
Well, we're talking, yes.
Okay. Because that means you would have to do exactly what the S&P 500 did on exactly the same day in January 1 to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, just point of this one is, it's on the upswing, it's a positive mode, but it doesn't match up exactly with what your return might be.
Now, I'm not trying to be a cheerleader. I'm just trying to basically let you know that things are going to move around. They're going to go up and down, sideways, all over the place. But the focus is term of time more than anything else. Yep. And if you're allocated properly for you and what your specific needs are.
So you need to look at the trends there. Because you can't look at just one isolated item. Got this article from Bloomberg, March, end of March this year. Of the 469 recessions in 194 countries since 1988, only four were predicted by economists at the International Money Fund. Okay.
So, what a batting average, sir.
Okay. And then they said, so point being is you can't predict the short-term things. Here, the private sector economists are not much better. One study found that of the 153 downturns in 63 countries between 1992 and 2014, just five had been anticipated by the preceding April. So be careful. Watch the trends. Watch the longer term. Invest for the longer term. Don't do the short term.
Well, historically, what we've seen is the markets historically have outperformed other investments over time.
Mm-hmm. That's a big thing, over time.
Over time. Mm-hmm. And so the thing you have to think about is the fact that there may be time periods, like you had just mentioned, Tony, in May, if we're talking about the S&P 500, yes, the S&P 500 was down in May. But just over five-month period, you actually have a positive return. Mm-hmm. And so over time, you would expect the markets to outperform other investments. That's what history tells us. But again, Doug, we always bring up the fact that the S&P 500 is not your portfolio.
That's right. I mean, it may be, but you'd have to do the same time frame on that one. If you bought, you can buy funds that match the S&P 500 investments, but that means you'd have to buy it on the date that they're, you know, January 1. Mm-hmm. You have to jump in on that day, and then you'll get the returns.
And you have to participate in all the dividends, and you have to reinvest dividends back in. There are so many parameters that you have to meet in order to match exactly what the S&P 500 return is.
So it goes back to what Tony was saying, nice diversified, nice spread it out, and look for the trends. The difference is, on the bottom line, is what are you trying to accomplish and when? If you're looking to retire and want income, well, you invest a whole different way than you are than when you're in your 50s and putting money away into your 401k or IRA. It's just different.
Or in your 30s.
Yeah, or
your
20s.
That's right. So let's kind of go into some of these things as we go through. I know we wanted to talk, because this is always a tough thing in line with where we have our money, all right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that dictates what purpose that money has in whatever we have it in, to keep it, maybe safeguard it, grow it, whatever you're assigning the task to that money to be, right? When does it make sense to consolidate things? And we see it when people come in, they've got five different accounts or eight different accounts, and they're all over the place. They've got not just a 401k at work, or not just an annuity, for instance, of some kind, but they've got all these other IRAs, little IRAs, Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs. They got all this stuff going on. And so you're getting like a jillion statements, and you're looking at everything and saying, how do I figure out if I'm really tracking the right direction here? Because it's tough to make all that come together.
Yeah. That's what financial planning does. I know Jamie and I worked on this one couple in Houston. I believe they had, including their life insurance policies, they had like 26 different accounts between the two of them.
Yeah, they were getting a lot of statements. And where this really came to a head was when one of the spouses passed away. And it happened to be the one who opened all 26 accounts.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the surviving spouse was getting all these statements and had no idea what any of them meant, what they were, what they were supposed to do. Mm. And so, yeah, that can be a nightmare.
But that's a point where, yes, you need to kind of consolidate, but ideally you need to find your trusted financial advisor so that they can help you navigate all these things.
Yeah, because some things can combine and do that well.
Yeah. One of the most recent reviews we did, the question came up as to whether or not every time you put money into an IRA that you did, you have to open another IRA account.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a pretty common misconception, is that if I put money into an IRA, every time I do that, I have to open another IRA, and that's simply not the case.
That was common back when the IRAs first came out.
Yes.
And you would go down the bank and you would buy an IRA, which would be a CD. Mm-hmm. And so each year you'd buy another CD with another IRA, but they'd have different account numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to do that.
No, you can actually have money go into the same IRA, right? Yeah, you can.
Well, that's
one of the reasons, though, why you might not want to do that, Jamie, in some cases.
Yeah, I mean, but that is one of the advantages of having an IRA is the fact that inside of an IRA, you can have multiple investments.
Mm-hmm.
Almost any investment that's available to you can be inside of an IRA, and therefore you don't have to have multiple accounts in order to have multiple investments.
Yeah, in the IRA, you could have an annuity, you could have a CD, you could have an individual stock, you could have a mutual fund, you could have an ETF, you could have a closed-end fund. All of those can be in one account, an advisory account or brokerage account. You can have them all in the same thing. And then you're not paying, because usually each IRA, the institution has to report to the IRS, and so they charge you a fee for each IRA that you have.
Yeah, well, and we usually those are $35 to $45 mm-hmm. per account just to whatever firm is holding that IRA for you.
And it's not it doesn't necessarily go to them. It's just they have to do the reporting, yeah. And so that's everybody gets charged a fee in mm-hmm. all likelihood. So
if you got five or six accounts, now you got, what, $240 a year at least just in paying for holding tanks, basically, for whatever your investments are inside of each of those IRAs.
I think one of the main points, though, is what, Jamie, you talked about when the one spouse who was handling all the money passed away, the surviving spouse, where is everything? What is it? What happens? And that's when you start to need to consolidate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just spouses either.
No.
We get the same questions from surviving children.
Yes. Oh, uh-huh. Yes. Especially with surviving children, actually. I think
right.
we get that more often than anything because they don't know at all.
I just got a phone call.
What's going on?
Last week, one of the clients passed away, and then the daughter called up, and he had two accounts, and I couldn't talk to her because mm-hmm. she didn't even know what he had. But he said, we got these statements. We were digging through his stuff and saw your name on there. So I said, I looked up, and I said, yes, it's worth your time to get an attorney and go get the letters, testamentary, and whatever, and go mm-hmm. from there. Because in the meantime, we can't. They know the dad had something, mm-hmm. but they didn't know where it was or how much or even what it was.
Yeah.
Well, and the reason that those rules exist is for the protection of everybody,
mm-hmm.
For the protection of the surviving heirs, mm-hmm. but also for protection of the family. So there are good reasons to have those privacy rules in effect.
Well, that's everything. I get a phone call. I don't know who this lady is.
Right.
Yeah.
Could be anybody.
Well, and we have certain privacy constraints on
yeah.
us, right?
Right.
We're not going to just blab your information to anybody that you haven't specifically given us in writing the ability to do that. And it has to be that exact person.
And I know this will come as a big surprise, but there are times when children don't have the best interest of their parents in
yeah.
mind.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing how their attitude changes when the dollars are there.
Mm-hmm.
And mom and dad may not need as many dollars. Well, we could probably use them a whole lot better right now.
So, all kinds of ins and outs. Let's talk a little bit more after we get through this commercial break about consolidating things. When do you need to do it? What kind of things do you need to think about, take into consideration? And I kind of teased this earlier. It's just a brief blurb on what you're putting into Social Security, those of you still working, and what do you get out of it? Well, do you get more out than you put in? Huh? Okay, so we'll talk about that, and then we'll do, hopefully, a little bit of tax talk here. Mm-hmm. Where are we on standard deduction versus itemizing? Do you win that race? What are your things you need to consider?
That's one of the things I promised I would talk about last yeah. Wednesday, and mm-hmm. we'll just briefly touch on it.
Yeah, so we'll do a little bit of that when we come back.
Yeah, I want to do a shout-out here. We were talking about getting to specialists, getting to people who can help mm-hmm. you. Well, I destroyed my phone, which you may do sometime yeah. by dropping it after mm-hmm. a while. But so I stopped down at saw the sign of Brenham's Cell Phone Guru there on South Market. Mm-hmm. Man, they fixed me up in about 15 minutes, and I got a phone I can look at and read now.
Wow.
They did well. So they had all the right tools. They were the specialists. So that's our point here. Go to a specialist. And if you're dealing with finances, you're listening to three specialists right now.
You betcha. So let's put our specialty caps on again for you right here when we come back from the break. In the meantime, you got a question about something specific you need an answer right now, call us on our private line right now, and we will talk with you one-on-one in private. Here's that phone number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group.
Want a career that's exciting,
fun,
creative? Your next step is Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design is a nationally accredited career school with new classes every month. Call 821-0076. 821-0076. Exciting,
fun,
creative. Aggie owned and operated Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. 821-0076. We do today what others do tomorrow.
In Bryan, Victoria, and in Brenham on Highway 105. Call 277-0076.
We all have those friends. Their homes are perfectly decorated to reflect each season and every holiday. Now your home can be the envy of the block. Come to Herman Furniture on Friday, June 14th at 2 for a free design seminar focusing on bringing the seasons to your entryway, mantle, and bookshelves. Give your home a fresh new look for every season and holiday. Call Herman Furniture to make a reservation at 888-836-7237.
It's big. It's huge. It's the grand opening of WC Tractor's new Kubota store. On Saturday, June 8th, the savings on Kubota mowers and tractors will be huge, too. WC Tractor's new Kubota store is between Brenham and Chapel Hill at 5435 Highway 290. During their grand opening, see live demos, enjoy free food while listening to the music of Bill Mock and the Highway 105 Band, and win prizes
like the grand prize of a Kubota Z100 Series mower.
Come celebrate the grand opening of WC Tractor's new Kubota store Saturday, June 8th from 8:30 till 2:30.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the 2017 World Series champions, the Houston Astros, on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astro sponsors, Tekla Toyota, TDM Pipe and Steel, Apple Ford, Mattress Guys, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, SFS Schulte Farm Services, Fireplaces, etc., Brenham National Bank, Bluebonnet Petroleum, T3 Truck and Trailer, and Team Ford of Navasota. Please support our Astro sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio tuned right here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, your Houston Astros connection.
At SeaWorld, the real amazing world of sea turtles has never been closer. Immerse yourself in the new Turtle Reef, now open, with real rescue turtles and a one-of-a-kind natural biofiltration system. Plus, take a spin on two new amazing family thrill rides. Be inspired and see how together we can protect these incredible animals. Get two amazing parks and 3 days of fun for only $71.99. SeaWorld San Antonio, real amazing. Restrictions apply.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, June 4th, Craig will be speaking to Andrea Higas of the Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to today's edition of the Money Makeover Show. We're Neil Financial Group, offices in Houston and in Brenham. Glad to be with you, and hopefully you get to learn something you can actually utilize while we're on the air every Monday and Wednesday morning, roughly 9 to 10 a.m. Texas time here. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner In the studio with me, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, Craig Montana, playing all the hits and running the studio for us. And before we went to the break, we kind of teased several subjects. One of them is standard deduction versus itemizing. We want to touch on that briefly because I know Jamie had wanted to talk about it last week. We didn't get to it. So here we are with it. Jamie.
Well, this is some of the results of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Acts of 2017. That's the tax law that was passed that changed the standard deduction on our tax return. And this is just a little fact. As of December 31st, 2017, there were 77 million homeowners in the United States, and approximately half, about 34 million, claimed a mortgage interest deduction on Schedule A of their 2017 Form 1040. What that means is they itemized because they were able to take advantage of the interest mortgage deduction, and therefore they're able to itemize to try and help, you know, reduce the amount of tax they paid. So approximately half. Well, in December 31st of 2018, there were 79 million homeowners, so 2 million more homeowners in the United States. However, only 14 million claimed a mortgage interest deduction.
Ooh, so 20 million dropped off.
20 million less. 2 million more homeowners, but 20 million less claimed a mortgage interest deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, the reason for that is because the increased standard deduction that was available in that year, there was no reason to go ahead and itemize.
Makes taxes easier.
Because the standard deduction was higher, and therefore they didn't need to itemize. So it did make it simpler. And the little factoid says simpler return. And so that's exactly the point. Because the standard deduction was so high, there was no need to itemize. They couldn't get enough deductions to take advantage of itemizing. And so they just took the standard deduction. I'm not saying that's either good or bad. That's simply the way things were.
Mm-hmm. So there's our little tidbit, itemizing versus standard deduction. How's it working?
Well, you remember we talked about it when all of this was going on. That we talked about the fact that the real estate industry was not very excited about the increase in the standard deduction.
Mm-hmm.
And also they put limits on interest deduction, which didn't affect most people, but
yeah. So there you have it. Another little governmental goodie here. The average American worker who retires next year, that's 2020, right, will have paid $135,000 in Social Security taxes during his or her working lifetime. $135,000.
I assume that's the average.
Average.
Yeah.
Not necessarily you listening,
yep,
but average. Okay, close enough probably for most people. So how much on average, if you're putting $135,000 in, now, on average, how much are you getting back in Social Security retirement benefits if you retire in 2020 and live X amount of years? Okay, $193,000. So you're putting in $135,000, and you're projected to receive, or the rest of your retirement lifetime, $193,000 in Social Security benefits.
So almost, what?
$60,000 more.
$60,000. Mm-hmm. Where's that money coming from? Where's that $60,000 coming from?
Of course, you know, the Social Security is invested. The government does that.
Right.
But
it's a big annuity.
I want to make clear that the amount of money that you put in to Social Security is not held in your account.
No, it's
everybody's in there together. It does not exist.
Yeah.
It does not exist. The amount that you receive in Social Security payments is based on your earnings record and has nothing to do with the amount of money that you put into Social Security.
Mm-hmm. So, little blurboid there just for you. All right. Let's talk a little bit more on consolidating accounts, because this is still a big sticking point with people. You know, we talked a little bit kind of preamble on this before we got to the break, but we get this question so often, or do I really need to keep this? Right.
That's the biggest one. The, you have an old annuity or a life insurance policy.
Yeah.
Do I need this? And if not, what can I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And there's it depends on what it is and how long you had it and how much money's in there and what's your health status.
What do you need to use it for?
Right.
Right? Is there still a use? And Jamie, that's always a big one we get from people who have old life insurance policies.
Oh, absolutely. I get questions almost every week about the use of life insurance policies and should they keep them? How do they work? It always amazes me because you've had these life insurance policies for all of these years and you think it's going to be pretty simple, but you don't remember 95% of what you were told when you got the life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
And
if,
so
if you're lucky, you remember 5%.
And this is something that we deal with all the time and we understand how they work. And so we also understand how there can be some misconceptions about it. So yeah, that comes up all the time. Another one, Tony, that we hear all the time is, should I keep my 401k at my former employer?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's always the case where people are saying, well, you know, I'm sure it's not really costing me anything.
Wrong.
No. Right. You're being charged every single day on that 401k. These little teeny weeny bits of the fees are coming out of your account, whether in the money market, whether in some of the fund choices that are inside there, the investment vehicles, they're shaving money off of your total. And it comes out in your statement, or if you're looking at it online on the statement, you will see some of it, but see, probably not all of it.
Plus, you don't have the connection with the company anymore, so you really don't have the control. Why not just move it to your new 401k, or maybe to a, if you don't have one, move it to an IRA, possibly, where it's under your control.
Yeah, see, that's the big thing. You have no idea whether they're going to change fund platforms. Maybe there was one big fund company or 401k company, and now they're going to move it to another 401k company. Are they going to charge you more or less when that happens?
And do you have the same funds or do you have different funds?
That's also another biggie. I see this all the time. I know, Jamie, you do too.
The point is you need to know what your options are.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a 401k at a former employer, that may be fine. There may be good reasons for leaving it there. But there may be good reasons for not leaving it there also. And mm-hmm. so you, like anything else, you want to try and manage what your financial picture looks like. And that's one of those things you need to know what your options are. Good reasons for coming for that free review, that's another one. Should you keep it there? Should you move it to your, if you're still working, to the 401k plan where you're currently working? Should you move it to an IRA? What are the ins and outs of that? There are a lot of misconceptions about that. I know that that's one of the things that the regulatory authorities were looking at recently in the past few years has mm-hmm. been how that's all handled.
Well, and it is tough to drill down through each one of the funds or other investments that you've got inside your plan and see exactly what you're being charged. You've got administrative fees with the investment company. You have administrative fees from the people who are running the plan and filing all the tax information with the government that needs to be filed on your behalf in connection with it. The fund managers themselves, the investment managers, may drop their fees. That's what I'm seeing more often than adding to them. Are you getting the benefit of that?
Well, it's kind of interesting because it's been several years now that there's been the requirement that 401k plan fees be transparent. And we still have employees who aren't aware of the fact that they can either go online or request or look, that information is there for them to see. And they simply aren't aware of it. And even when it's there, they don't know what it means.
Yeah. So how many times has someone helped you understand that? Yeah. This is your money. You need to know where your fees are and what they are. And you know, maybe you can get a better deal on some of that. Do you know that you can actually move some portions of your plan if you choose to? I'm not saying that you should, but there are all kinds of ins and outs of your retirement plan and what it does, how you're being charged, how often, et cetera, et cetera. So good time to talk to your 401k plan provider or go online and find some of these things out. And if you're not finding it, give me a call at the office and I'll try to help you find it.
All this is because of consolidating.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All
that's
of
right.
That. There's so many things, right? All right. I'm going to come back and do a little bit more on tips of things you should look at or not. If you're trying to kind of get some organization and consolidation going on in your financial life. So questions in between, give us a call during the break. We'll talk to you one-on-one in private at 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Commercial grade performance at a residential price. The Kubota Z400 mower delivers on lawns of any size. With speeds up to 10 miles per hour and proven durability, it gets the job done faster and done right. For a limited time, get a Z400 mower for as low as $102 a month, now through June 30th, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WCTractor or Kubota.com.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, Select Furnishings, and numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 32 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
Wouldn't you like a beautiful smile to share with confidence? At Brenham Orthodontics, Dr. Troy Gore specializes in braces, including Invisalign. The team at Brenham Orthodontics has the highest level of training and experience. Plus, they provide a friendly and professional environment. Call 979-836-6160 to schedule your complimentary consultation. Brenham Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles for all ages at 1704 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. They also see patients in Belleville and Columbus. Visit online at BrenhamOrthodontist.com for a healthy, confident smile.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community since 1945. Let them show you Rheem and Rinnai heaters, space heaters, and a variety of outdoor cookers and burners. They even have boiling pots to fit your needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care. And they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham. Or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Spend your summer at camp with KWHI. All summer long, KWHI is giving you a chance to visit exciting Texas destinations for free. You can visit the Aquarium Pyramid at Moody Gardens in Galveston, ride the Monster Storm water rides at Typhoon Texas in Katy, see the giraffes and elephants at the Houston Zoo, or maybe catch the latest blockbuster movie at Westwood Cinema 6 in Brenham. To win, just listen to KWHI for the camp roll call. When you hear it, call us at 979-836-9937. Caller 6 will represent their family cabin in our on-air summer camp contest. You might even win one of our grand prize packages, including a two-night stay at Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites in Galveston. KWHI wants to thank our fellow camp counselors, Ben's Body and Paint in Giddings, City of Brenham, Cash Station Jewelry and Loan, and WC Tractor in Brenham. Camp KWHI, all the fun, none of the pesky mosquitoes.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Money. Now your toes are tapping, your brain's working, everything's good. Glad to have you with us on this edition of the Money Makeover Show. We're Neal Financial Group, offices in Houston and in Central Texas in the city of Brenham. You want to come in for that free review? Yes. Yes, please. Get things organized. Get a handle on things. Maybe you've already done pretty well with this. Never hurts for a recheck. That's what the free review is all about. Here's a way to get in touch with us. Make that time to come in. Make sure that you're on the right track. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. We've been talking this morning a little bit, guys, about trying to get ourselves better organized as managers of our lives in terms of where the money is going in many cases, right? Today, tomorrow, in the future, beyond that. How do you even think about getting started on this, though? Because that's just daunting for so many of us.
Well, you really need to come talk to us.
We can make it easier, maybe.
Yeah, because basically you just want to get a roadmap. Doesn't matter what age you are in life or what life stages. It's what should I be looking at doing, and where can I go for this, and what's available to us? Mm-hmm. You know, and it just depends on where you are in life. If you're young, that's a great way to start out. Hey, you need to do this, 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 and this. Look for these things. This is common among your, you know, 20s age bracket. In the 30s, it's mm-hmm. a different group. In 40s, it's a different group as where what you look for on how to make your roadmap financially, because that affects your whole life, everything that you do. Even mm-hmm. your kids and your parents.
Yeah.
So get started on that one. And then there's no, I'm trying to say, come on in. No one's going to belittle you, make you feel stupid. No. It's more, what do you have? Where do you want to go? Hey, here are some bunch of ways you can do things that you can do to make it happen. I know that one case we had all those people, all those accounts. We consolidated the IRAs. We consolidated some of the annuities. I don't know what we do with the life insurance. That was 10 years or so ago.
Mm-hmm. But you have a lot of moving parts sometimes.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard, Jamie. It's just a daunting task to look at
things. Well, it can be overwhelming if you're trying to do it all by yourself. And that's the thing. You know, I mentioned earlier in the show the fact that we don't talk enough about the fact that businesses need to be talking to us. Mm-hmm. We also don't talk enough about the fact that, you know, the majority of couples that come in to see us are nearing retirement. The reality is that if you're in your 20s and 30s, financial planning is just as important, because if you can get started on a solid footing and doing the right things, it's going to be much, much easier later in life as you go through these things. And so don't think that this is just that you have to have tons and tons of money to work with financial planners. The opposite is exactly true. You know, you need to come in and get started in doing the right things and know what your options are and start thinking about how things are going to progress as you go through life.
Well, it's really trying to see how you can do more with less, because you're not in your peak earning years as a younger mm-hmm. person, right? So how do we take care of debts and still move forward? How can I still put money in my 401k at work? Or how can I build my business if you're starting out and you're trying to get a business going? I know some younger people who are doing that. Oh, this is a daunting thing. New baby, new house. I mean, all of these things that come in. So free review, no matter where your age group is, this is not just retiring right now. It's what's going on in your life and how do you maximize your possibilities of successfully navigating everything. That's really what it is, coming out with some money.
Mm-hmm. And knowing the rules and what's available.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rules change all the time.
Oh, boy.
You know, that standard deduction, Jamie, you were talking about, that wasn't around couple years ago.
It was not. No.
And now there's another one that the House just passed last week, 417-3.
Wow.
Setting every community up for Retirement Enhancement Act of 2019, a.k.a. also known as the Secure Act. So it's Thursday, 523. They passed multiple provisions in there, but basically the one that's going to hit most people, the required minimum distribution age. Right now it's 70 and a half years old, mm-hmm. where you have to start taking money out of your qualified funds. They moved that to 72. But the Senate is considering similar legislation, so it's not law yet.
Yeah, we don't have their version.
Yeah, we don't have their version, but the rule might be changing again. And how does that affect you now, instead of having to take money out at 70 and a half versus 72?
Yeah, but they're not huge withdrawals for most people, but there is a table that the IRS mm-hmm. has, and it says if you're this age and however many months or whatever it is for you, as an individual at 70 and a half, you got to start pulling that money. They don't care what you use it for or anything else. Now, somebody asked me, is that going to hit me too? I have a Roth IRA. No. There's the answer. No.
That's another tool mm-hmm. that has different characteristics. Even though it has the IRA in the title, it's not in the same class.
No, we mentioned many times we think that IRAs are simple. Now, the reality is that the IRAs can be very, very complicated. And so, yeah, that's just another example of that.
Mm-hmm. So, strategies, when do you take money from where? Should you consolidate this with this? Can you consolidate this thing with that thing? That's the other deal, right? Yeah, I've had people say, well, look, why don't I just do my RMD, and then I'll just flip that money right over into my Roth IRA. Guys?
Congress put a special rule in that says you cannot do that. It's a paragraph in there. Had to research that one, because that makes a lot of sense. I don't need the money.
We'd all be doing it, man.
Congress specifically said you cannot do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big mistake that I've seen, too, is the difference between a beneficiary IRA and a regular IRA.
Mm-hmm.
If you get money as a beneficiary IRA, the way that you can get money out is a lot different than if it's in your own IRA. So if you inherit an IRA and you put the money in your own IRA, you got a big tax bill. If it's a beneficiary IRA, you can delay some tax.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some really big mistakes there.
Yeah, different rules. Again, the free review can really be important for you. Here's our number again. Give us a call. Set that up with Neil Financial Group. Here's our number, 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday. Thanks for joining us.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neil Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial market.